Hey, what's your name, Terry?
And Terry is Houston. Over.
Hi, Terry. Good morning. Good morning. Reading a lot clear. How's me?
This is Apollo Control, and Terry's is calling Mission Control. We'll continue to stay up live.
Loud and clear, brother. How do you read us?
You're loud and clear, Al. Good morning. We had a little mix-up on whether we're configured properly or not. I guess we are. You're loud and clear.
Okay, we're up and running this morning. We're assuming we have a save for EVA 2. And our crew status report is that we've had no medication.
Roger, Al.
That we've had no medication, and the state of the crew is excellent. The PRD reading, as before, Commander 16051 and LMP 07049er.
Roger, copy that.
And anytime you want to give us the lift-off update and the consumables update, we're ready to go.
Okay, I haven't got that ready to go yet, Al. I'll call you when I do. And Terry Houston, I have the consumables numbers for you. Over.
Okay, go ahead.
For GET of 129.00. RCS A, 80%. B, 77%. Descent O2 is 66.7%. And ascent NA and / 96%. Descent water 40.7%. And ascent is 98.4 / 98.4%. And the stand by one on the last. The amp hours on the descent bats are 834, and on the ascent bats are 572. Over.
Okay, I copy. GEP of 129.00. MRCS is 80 and 77.02. For the descent oxygen, 667, ascent is NA of 96. Descent water, 40.7, ascent water is 98.4 / 98.4. After hours remaining descent is 834, ascent is 572.
Feedback's correct, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon. How is it back in Houston this morning?
I'm not sure, Ed. I haven't been outside quite a while. But we're wondering if you could give us an estimate of your sleep there.
Well, not very much. I'd say 4.5-5 hours at the most. But kind of dozing the rest of the time. And about 4 hours for the CDR.
Roger. Antares, we still are showing the water separator speed off scale high. And one question they can maybe resolve the reason on the lithium hydroxide canister, we'd like to know if the flow limiters are on those, on both the one that you took out a short time ago and the one that you put in. Did you happen to notice?
That's affirmative. We have the Teflon flow limiters on both.
Roger. Ed, you're cut out there by other conversation. Will you say again, please?
Roger, I'm going to primary power amp and back to primary voice.
Roger, Ed. We'd like you to stay and down. Loud and clear, Ed.
Okay, there you are. We're ready to proceed with the IMU line if everyone's ready.
I'll check just 1 second. Antares, Houston.
Go ahead.
We'd like you to hold off for about 5 minutes on that until we can give you an uplink, and that'll result in a much better alignment. Over.
Okay. Get the computer up and operating for you here. Let me press on to that.
That's affirmative, Ed. Go ahead. Antares, Houston.
Go ahead.
We're seeing a fluctuating signal strength. I'd like to verify that you're in primary power amp and on the erectable. Is that correct?
That's affirmative, but let me check just a second. I'm sorry, Houston. You're 8 now.
Roger, loud and clear.
Okay, as I went from secondary to primary, I never got passed off on the power end.
Roger, Ed.
Houston, we're at Blue and Data, standing by for your uplink.
Roger. Antares, Houston, we're starting the uplink now. And Terry's Houston, the computer is yours, and you're clear to do the P-57 anytime.
Okay, thank you, Gordon.
And Terry Houston, I have the noun 34 number for you when you're ready for it.
Roger, stand by one. Okay, Houston, assume you mean the liftoff table, go ahead.
Negative, I meant the time you need about three steps more in P-57, the ref 31 liftoff time. I do have the table if you want that one first, too.
Oh, okay. All right, no, go ahead and give this one.
Okay, the one for the P-57, ref 31 liftoff,
142-25-3382. Over.
Roger, 142-25-3382. That's right. And anytime you get a chance, I'll give you the table.
Okay, Houston, you ready for verb 74?
Stand by.
Okay, here it comes.
No, not yet, Al.
Okay, I'll stand by. Do it again when you're ready. And I'm ready to copy the liftoff table.
Okay, Ed, for Rev 26, liftoff at 132-3623. 27 is 134-3442. 28, 136-3303. 29, 138-3125. Rev 30, 140-29-46. 31 is 142-28-07.
Okay, 26 is 132-3623, 27, 134-3442, 28, 136-3303, 29, 138-3125, 30, 140-2946, and 31, 142-2807.
That's all correct, Ed. Alice, Houston, I guess we got that first verb 74 you gave us, so we won't need another one.
Okay, very good. We'll press on with P-57.
Roger. And Terry is Houston.
Go ahead.
Couple items. When you get to the point where you're cleaning and lubricating the PGA neck rings, wrist rings, and so forth, we'd like to emphasize to you to take special care, especially with Ed's suit. Have you been briefed on the leak problem on Ed's suit?
We talked about it a little bit, but not in detail.
Okay.
P57, then we'll talk about it, Gordon.
Okay, fine. And Terry is Houston. When you get a chance there, give us down voice backup. We need to get you in that configuration before Stu comes around the horn here in about 3 minutes.
You have it.
Roger.
Houston, Ed Terry, how do you read?
Good morning, Ed Terry, or good evening. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Real good. What can we do for you, Ed?
We were supposed to be picking up a free EVA 2 briefing. We're standing by.
Okay, we're working on it back here, Ed, and we'll be with you here shortly. Tentatively, I think they're planning on... Okay, tentatively, I think we're planning on towards the end of your EVA 2 prior to ingress. You can be thinking about this, of going back and taking a look at the all-step antenna. But other than that, at the moment, there looks like there's no major changes. We'll get to you shortly.
Okay, Dino. I think it's going there.
Real good. Hey, you guys did a super outstanding job yesterday, and I tell you, you took two of us with you on every step.
Now, if we are going to realign that antenna, I just didn't do it at the start of the EVA.
Okay, we'll make that input. You got any more comments concerning that, Al? You'd rather get it at the beginning, is that correct?
That's correct. I think if we have to do it at all, then we'll go ahead and get it done right away, because that could be doing something else while I'm doing that.
Okay, I'll make that input directly. And Terry's Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, Al, we're just taking an overall look at your comp signal strengths and what have you, and we'd
go
like...
ahead, Houston.
How you reading?
We read you loud and clear.
Okay, Ed, Al, we're taking a look at your overall comm, matching signal strengths and what have you. We're interested in what power amp you're using right now, what's the position of your transmitter receiver, and what antenna you're on now. We'd also like you to give us what those positions were during your sleep period, if you remember.
Okay, as you know, we're on primary down voice backup, and the only difference is we were on
secondary down, voice back up, I believe. Yeah, we've been on secondary transmitter receiver. It called for secondary power amp, and we were on down voice back up, and we've just gone to primary transmitter receiver as per checklist, and primary power amp a few minutes ago.
Okay, and you've been on the EVA antennas the whole time?
That's affirmative.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see if what I'm telling you is correct. Let me flip back here. Okay, James, I was wrong on that. We went to off on the power amplifier as per checklist, and we went to down voice backup during the sleep period, and we came back up to primary as per checklist this morning. I was thinking that we were in secondary, but we did go by the checklist, so it had to be off.
Okay, Ed, we got that now, and we'd like you to put your water sep in a number two position, if you would, please.
Okay, stand by. Houston and Terry.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're ready to start our timer up on the EVA 2 prep.
Okay, and we're pushing them to get an answer on this briefing real quick. I understand you're ready to push your timer up on EVA 2 prep. We're with you for pressing on at this time. And how'd your neck rings and wrist rings look? Were they pretty pretty bad shape, dirt and dust wise?
I don't think they were. My right wrist ring was a little bit dirty. The neck ring didn't look bad, and the left one wasn't bad. And Al's were in pretty good shape.
Yeah, it was kind of a smudge. There was no visible grit to speak of at all.
Okay, Mark, start timing.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, 131 hour, 30 hours, 21 minutes, round elapsed time. It appears here in Mission Control that EVA 2 will begin within about an hour or hour and 15 minutes from now. Somewhat ahead of the nominal timeline. The crew in Antares are proceeding at this time with EVA preparations. And we'll follow the conversation between the ground and the lunar module as these preparations continue. Cabin depress had been scheduled at about 1:34:10. It looks like it might be around 1:31:30 or thereabouts. That time will be firmed up as the planners get all their thoughts lined up. At 130 hours, 22 minutes, and with air to ground with Antares still open, this is Apollo Control.
Antares, Houston, go ahead.
Just to keep you advised, we're starting Cliff Dunning on EVA 2 prep.
Okay, Al.
Houston, Ed Terry's.
Go ahead, Ed Terry's.
Okay, Fredo, we're at the Flint ComCheck portion of our prep and post. We will follow the checklist, except we will reverse the LNP and the CDR's audio panel, like we did yesterday.
Okay, and Ed, we're going to have to hold for about 3 minutes to make the checks here because we need to do some reconfiguring.
Okay, give us a call when you're ready.
And Terry's Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, and while we got this little bit of wait time here before you get on the pluses all the way, why don't I get you to get your map out and let me give you some changes on the task.
Okay, you want the EVA 2 map out, right?
That's right. Okay, I might give you some general comments. I guess the basic change is due to the need to get back out to the LSAP and verify the antenna orientation. And I'll have some later instructions for you on that one. And in the process of buying that time, we're going to need to be back at the LEM at about 45 to 50 minutes rather than the nominal 35 to do that job. We're going to have to change, and in one case, change what documented to grab samples at a couple of places along the way.
Okay, I thought we were going to try to do the antenna job first, Fredo.
Okay, I guess the rationale, Ed, was that it wasn't really felt that it would save that much time to do it there, since y'all had been operating in parallel anyway, and it alters our nominal. Plus, with respect to the priorities, it's just desired to save that to last in case we have to cut any more.
Okay, are you getting any signals at all from the offset now?
I guess there are getting signals, but they're low signal strength, Al, and the only thing that's going to help is if indeed an antenna lead or something physically jarred the central station, so the antenna is offset from the way you left it.
Okay.
I've already tried switching on all the electronics ahead.
Okay, we're ready to entertain the changes for EVA 2.
Okay, at site B, that'll be a grab sample at that stop. Okay, at site F.
Okay, I've got a grab. Hold it. Fred, I've got a grab sample at site B. Now, let's get straight on our term grab sample. You want no photography at all. Is that affirmative, or do you want some?
The photography there will be the pen, Ed, and that'll be it.
Okay, no documentation of the sample at all.
That's firm.
Okay, press on.
Okay, now down to Weird. The same thing there, grab sample.
Okay, grab sample at Weird.
Okay, and then basically I've written in here, it's actually what should be on your closeout part of the cuff checklist, but at that time the CDR will go to the LSAP and I'll have some instructions to follow on that, Al. And at that point, Ed would proceed to the boulder field that's north to take care of the weigh bags with documented samples from that area.
Okay, I get the all set back and Ed gets the boulders.
Okay, and that's about it with respect to the nominal timeline.
Okay, that's simple enough. How many of those big boulders do you want, Fred?
How many can you fit into the weigh bags?
God.
Don't put more than 10 pounds in a 1 pound bag.
Yeah, bring him back like a baby in his arms. I have to pick up the limb and carry it over there.
How much you been eating lately, Ed?
No, they're not really too bad. They're probably no more than 3 or 4 feet maximum dimension.
Okay, in about 1 minute, Kitty Hawk will be going around the corner and we won't have our configuration problem and we'll be able to proceed after that with the comm check.
Okay, we're standing by and setting up for it now.
Roger. And Terry's Houston, we're ready for the comm checks. One other item I did neglect since it wasn't on the map task. At your closeout, we're also deleting the organic sample.
Okay. You have to remind us of that, Fred. It's on our checklist.
Okay, sure. And Antares Houston would like a normal voice. Antares Houston.
Houston, Antares, how do you read now?
I read you loud and clear, Antares. We need you to go back to PM and go from down voice back up to normal voice and then start in again with the FM route.
Okay, I'm in PM now. I'll switch to down voice back up and back to voice.
Okay, switching to down voice and then back to voice. Good.
Houston, how do you read now?
Loud and clear, Antares.
Okay, I'm going to FM and close the TV circuit breaker.
Roger.
Houston, Antares, how do you read?
Go ahead, Antares. I'm reading you about 3x3 now. Ed.
Okay, I'm on FM. The TV is closed. Prime, and voice, okay?
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear now.
Okay, we're proceeding with the checklist. Modified. That we will relay through the CDR's panel. Oxen X. Star be received. Okay, Houston, I'm switching to secondary now. Secondary transmitter receiver.
Okay. Loud and clear, Antares.
Okay, we're proceeding on with the VHF configuration. HFA. Your ATR on. Your press off. Okay, it says all right now. Okay, recorder on. HF antenna to EV. Alright, Houston, I'm going to comm now. To put comm.
Roger.
hold line. Okay, they're up. Flag P. Press flag O, O2. I'm a Jerry in town.
And I read your left turn.
Roger, and my plus O2 is reading 85%.
Okay, I go B, you go A.
Okay, now. How do you read?
Loud and clear, help me.
Loud and clear. Okay, both they are. Read you loud and clear, and I have it done.
And Houston, how do you read it?
Okay, Ed, I read you loud and clear.
Okay, Pam. And I have an old SO2 quantity of 87%.
This is Al with a plus O2 quantity of 85%. How do you read?
Roger, Al. We copied the quantity and you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, we're proceeding with final systems prep. Okay, verify cabin repress ECS breaker.
Closed.
Sysband Delta P, Sysband 2 open.
Okay.
Hey, we got a caution?
Yep.
We have.
No, wait a minute. We do not have a caution yet.
It'll take a little while. In the meantime, go ahead, suit Gastenberger, full egress.
Okay, suit Gastenberger, full egress.
Cabin gas return egress and suit circuit relief auto.
Egress, suit circuit relief auto.
Okay, while we're waiting for the caution and warning, come turn around and I'll install your OPS O2 actuator if you'll bend forward slightly. Okay, all your flaps are snapped. No Irish tenants. And the actuator is on, connecting it to the RCU. It's connected. Then put your valve to suit disconnect. Yeah, I can get it for you. Disconnect the limo 2 hoses. Let me get those. Off. That is off.
And what's off?
That is off. Okay, there's your
ECS
and
water set. Okay.
Okay, connect the OPS O2 hose. Blue to blue. Blue to blue and locked.
Okay.
Okay.
The purge valve.
lot.
Okay.
A. A, the vertical valves, vertical. Oh, vertical. Okay.
Oh, and we repeat. Okay.
Back there.
That's the OPS 02 actuator.
Shut off a decent water valve. believe that's good.
Good, sir.
LCG, position is required. Open the LCG pump breaker.
Take a shot of cold air and chill down if you don't pull water. You can make it.
Yep. See, let me go ahead and disconnect my... line there for you.
Mitchell in final phases of their checklist, donning their gloves.
think that did it, Matt, right?
Something's catching on the down.
Minutes ground elapsed time, continuing in the final phases of the countdown toward egress. Standing by for a go for depress, depressurization. Standing by 131 hours, 45 minutes. Ground elapsed time.
There's 40. I have about
Houston, 0.22 drop on the LMP and 0.15 drop on the CDR. Okay, plus 02 on.
Okay, we copy.
Okay, plus 02 is on. Plus 02, flight clear, phone is on.
Okay, and the pressure's back up to 3.7.
Okay. Houston, we're ready for cabin deep press.
Hey, we're, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Circuit breaker, ECS cabin repress open.
Cabin repress breakers open.
And cabin repress valve closed.
Forward or the overhead?
I'll get the forward.
Okay.
Okay, going down.
Okay, we're going to drop, go to auto at 3.5.
Coming down.
Okay, there's 4.5.
Is 4.9.
That sure is mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Cabin at 3.5.
That's verified.
Last suit, 3.6 to 4.3.
That's at 4.5.
APGA is greater than
4.8.
That's coming down.
That mine's coming down. Okay.
Start the wristwatch. Okay, Houston, time 0, mark.
Okay, we got to start.
Cabin depress going very well. Almost completed at this point.
You got the... reach the feed water for me?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, let me.
Got a water flag, eh?
And mine is cleared.
Already cleared?
Yep. Yeah, we used them yesterday. It should take too long. Okay, I've got a pre-ups and an ECS light. Water. That component light is on. Take the lighting to the enunciator numeric dim position. ET. Okay. Oh, I think I see what my suit problem is now. I've got a broken cable in my wrist.
All right.
Yep. See, I can't control the right hand. Keeps pulling back to the good side on me.
Pull it there?
I can pull it, but I can't turn it this way and make it stay there. See, it's doing it by itself.
Okay, we have both water flags clear. Hatch is coming open.
Hi, General.
And you want to get my antenna on the way
yep.
out?
Okay, watch the hatch cover. Keep it closed with your knee. I mean the handle cover.